The Boston-based Dana-Farber Cancer Institute is a major cancer treatment and research institution. It's affiliated with Harvard Medical School. It has been accused of publishing studies containing mishandled data. The whistleblower in this case is a molecular biologist who blogs about research integrity, and he flagged issues with dozens of Dana-Farber studies. After his claim, the Institute is conducting an ongoing review of many studies involving four top scientists and found that they may contain errors. As a result, Dana-Farber said it would retract 6 papers and correct 31 manuscripts. For a closer look, let's talk to Angus Chen. He's cancer reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Angus, welcome back.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
So Dana-Farber is an authority in cancer research, and it has asked medical journals to retract several studies involving its researchers. Tell us more about the accusations against Dana-Farber.
So the most serious allegations are of scientific misconduct. This is when a researcher intentionally alters or fabricates data in order to deceive their audience. If somebody does this, usually the point is to try to fake or cheat some evidence to make their story or their hypothesis look more compelling. The four scientists from Dana-Farber are co-authors on over 50 papers where these kinds of concerns have been raised. They have different types of expertise, and these studies investigate the role of different kinds of proteins or genes and drugs or more in various cancers or cell types. They really run the gamut when it comes to cancer or scientific research. Two of these researchers are multiple myeloma experts, so a lot of the papers are related to that cancer.
And for the record, Dana-Farber says it's reviewing dozens of studies. Has it admitted any willful misconduct?
The investigation that Dana-Farber is doing is still ongoing, so we won't know that until they reach a conclusion. We actually may never really get to learn what the investigation comes up with, because Dana-Farber told me and my colleague that they don't disclose the results of these investigations publicly. I guess people are free to draw their own conclusions if someone gets let go at the end of this. But I can say that some of the authors on these papers, including some from Dana-Farber, have already begun responding to the allegations online, or at least some of the concerns online. In some cases, the scientists have said, what you pointed out here is correct. We did make a mistake. We got the wrong photo, or we posted the wrong data by accident, but here's the right one. Let me show you our raw data, and we'll issue a correction.
And let me ask you a little bit more about images, because that seems to be at the center of some of these allegations, that the scientists cut and pasted images, that they engaged in what's called image manipulation. What does that mean?
So there's a lot of biology studies where you might take a photo of something at the end of your experiment. Like, it might be cells under a microscope, or some kind of blot or bar on a gel or a membrane that confirms the presence of a specific protein. These images are proof of your experimental result, and if they support a certain hypothesis, then you can triumphantly put them in your paper and say, hey, look, we found this protein, and we think that's really important. But sometimes no blot shows up at the end of your experiment, and when that happens sometimes, somebody could take a photo of a different blot and Photoshop it into a place it wasn't supposed to be, basically saying, hey, we did this experiment, and we got this result, but that's actually a lie. And if this is done intentionally, then it's fraud. But there's a lot of examples where this can happen completely by accident. A lot of the time, scientists are working with dozens or hundreds of different images in a file, and a lot of them can look really similar. So I think the reason why we see so many of these papers now is because there's image analysis software that's really good at picking out when things have been copied and pasted.
AI, yeah?
Yeah.
Angus, for people who are shaken by this, who say, listen, this is a top cancer institute looking at 31 studies, who are questioning cancer research in general and wondering if this prestigious place engaged in willful misconduct, it sounds like those people might not get a clear answer of what actually happened. Yeah?
I think that's true. And if you're worried that Dana-Farber, being one of the best cancer research institutes in the world and one of the best places to get treated if you have cancer yourself, and you're thinking, oh my God, what if they've done this sort of horrible thing? I think it's important to remember that the actions of a few people don't necessarily reflect on the institution on a whole. And it may also not even reflect that much on your quality of care if you're worried about that as a patient. But if you can take anything away from this so far, it's that many of the researchers have already stepped forward to say, you know what, we did make a mistake. You're right. We didn't catch it at that time and we should have, but we're taking steps now to do the right thing. Seeing that people are doing that already, like Dana-Farber is, they've said that their priority is to correct the scientific record. And on that regard, they at least seem to be taking action.
Okay. We've been talking to Angus Chen. He is cancer reporter with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Angus, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.